The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And as the founder of the International Mastermind Association, I am so very excited today because I am co-hosting the In the Black Tour 2018 with Odyssey Media's Kim Keenan. And she is our special guest today discussing inside In the Black about the tour. And when you think about masterminding your business and your life, I cannot think of a better way than with Odyssey Media. And I have been the recipient of many years of participating with the Odyssey Conference and being a guest, being a coach, and many, 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 many other activities. And it has helped to take my life and my business, my vision and my dream, to an entirely different level. But I tell you what, talking to with Kim Keenan this morning about In the Black has just been another phenomenal experience. So let me bring her on and have her share a little bit about herself, because she is the EVP of Marketing, Research, and General Counsel at Odyssey Media. And she has an enormous amount of experience, but I'm not going to steal her thunder. I will have her share her best thoughts about herself before we start talking about Odyssey Media. Good morning, Kim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ann. Thank you so much for that introduction. That was definitely some Odyssey love there.
So we talked this morning about how this entire idea started, but what I'd like to do is start with you, and if you can share a little about who you are and how you got here, I think would be an awesome opportunity for our listeners to get to see a different side of why Odyssey is for every woman, regardless of the level you're at.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because Odyssey is made in us. So 21 years ago, I was on vacation with my best friend and some other really close friends, and there we were on an island at one of those, I won't name the name, music festivals, and, you know, everybody was on the beach, and, you know, everybody was dropping it like it's hot, and people were videotaping, and we were like, you know what, we have jobs when we go home. This is not for us. We have to have some decorum even on vacation. So sure enough, all the rest of us talked about how it would be nice to have a conference for women where we could really delve into, you know, how to be our best selves and how to overcome the challenges that women uniquely face. And everybody else, we were all fired up. We were sitting there on the beach, and then Linda Dunn, our CEO and founder, literally drew the Odyssey logo right there in the sand, and it was the beginning. And every week, okay, normally when you have a friend and they have an idea, y'all have the idea, you do the rah-rah, you go home, but not Linda Dunn. we went back to our homes and we had a weekly conference call to really put together what a great opportunity and conference would look like. And so here we are, 21 years later, thousands of women. We go all over the country. We have, as you noted, the Odyssey Network Conference, but we are a strategic marketing and communications company. So we focus on empowering multicultural women all over the world. And that's been just such a powerful experience. And so we have our In the Black tour coming up in Boca Raton on Monday. And we have the largest crowd of the whole tour coming to Boca Raton. Women are coming from all over Florida, and we are over the moon about it. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for us to share our unique experiences with women and to really, really bond in a way that leaves people uplifted, inspired, and ready to face the challenges that we face. So, who wouldn't want to get up in the morning and do that? I mean, it's like I was telling you earlier, Anne, that as a lawyer, when I practiced at the NAACP, I was general counsel. And, you know, sometimes we're women, we walk into a room and nobody even believes we are who we are. You know, it doesn't matter what you have or what your educational attainment is. You know, people just see female. They see female of color, and they're not able to listen to you and hear you. And that's exactly what happened to Linda 21 years ago when she walked into a bank. She said, I'd like to throw a conference that empowers women. I'd like to do a tour that empowers women all over the world. And the bankers looked at her like, the men were like, and what do we need that for? Well, they may not need it, but we need it, because everywhere we go, whether it's Chicago or New York, when we have Mika Brzezinski or we have Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, or whether we have Kimberly Fox, the first African-American female district attorney in Cook County. And, you know, people think to yourself, oh, she's district attorney. Oh, what? That's nice. It's the second largest one. No, she has 800 attorneys and 1,500 employees. That's Justice Department level of employees. And here she is making a huge difference.
Can you just repeat that? Because I just want to make sure that all of our listeners are listening to this. Could you repeat that again, please?
Of course, my pleasure. Kimberly M. Fox, who is the first African-American female to be elected the district attorney for Cook County, Illinois, the second largest jurisdiction in the country for a district attorney, has 800 lawyers and 1,500 employees. That is really the size of almost like a mini Justice Department. And she runs it, and she is making such a difference, creating such transparency. They overturned more than 50 convictions of people who were wrongfully convicted. When's the last time you heard a prosecutor come and say, we found more than 50 instances where we convicted the wrong person and we let them go? I mean, wow, what leadership from the top in a community that desperately needs it. Here's a woman who is transparent and leading from her experience in life and leading from a knowledge that if people believe in the system, then the system does really work. And that's what In the Black is about. We bring these women like Kimberly Fox, like Keisha Lance Bottoms, and like Bernice Fly Girl. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait till Bernice Fly Girl Armor hits that stage. When I tell you, she's like a rock star. And she's there to help you have the insights about leadership that kept them going, because nobody gets to these positions. Nobody gets elected like these ladies did, or on TV like Mika, or a fighter pilot like Fly Girl, unless they've overcome a lot of challenges. And they use those challenges to keep going, and they use those challenges to empower women. And so we're going to take that and bring it on the road and bring it to Boca so that women from every community can get the opportunity to experience this. When you hear their stories and their challenges, it just makes you want to go home and say, you know what, well, it's a bad day today, but it's going to be a better day tomorrow. And You know, back to Linda Dunn when she founded Odyssey Media. Yeah, a lot of bankers laughed at her when she went in those banks. But today, she is the largest female-owned company partner of the Ritz-Carlton Hotels. That's nation and worldwide. She is the largest female partner of the Ritz-Carlton, and it's a success story for them, and it's a tribute to how when people tell you no, you just have to remember that you have to keep going, because it's not their no that matters. It's only your no that counts.
Oh, my goodness. I am sitting here. I'm taking notes, and I am just so awe-inspired. Really, I you know, as the founder also, as the founder of the also the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we have a conference call that we do every Friday, and it was right preceding this call. And so right before you and I talked, I was on that call, and I said to everybody, I said, look, I have to get off this call because I am interviewing Odyssey's attorney, Kim Keenan, and we're talking about Odyssey, and I need all of you to come on. Because
we are
in 10 cities and many of the places where you have in the black, we're already there. And so when you look at what Odyssey is doing, and one of the phenomenal things I love about Odyssey is many of our national black women organizations, sororities, and everything that deals with us as women, black or white or minority, let's make sure everybody know that they're included. But women, period, what I have found is that Odyssey has a way of connecting us at a different level, and let me qualify that,
right,
a different level of like-minded and like-spirited people. Let me say it again.
Absolutely.
Like-minded and like-spirited people. Because what
That's
you described
right.
in the beginning and the formation of Odyssey was that there was a disconnect in the spirit of what was going on. We can have fun, but there's a lot of different ways to have fun. When you're having fun with like minds and like spirits, and the irony in this conversation, you've got to have both. You cannot have one or the other.
Right.
You've got to
have
both. And what you've got to have both. And what Odyssey is doing, and thank you for what you're doing, is you have found a formula to give us spa, to give us retreat, to give us business, to give us sisters in the spirit, and that connectivity that we cannot find anywhere else. And so I want to just applaud you and what you're doing to help move the vision.
Well, we're such a team, and we – can I just tell you, it is fun. You know, it's so funny. You know, fun can be defined in so many different ways, but imagine – getting on a plane and going to a city and having women, I mean, I had a woman come up to me in Chicago, and she was just like, I mean, you weren't even trying to sell me nothing. She's like, I want to buy some of this. I want to take some of this home. And we're like, well, we'll find something in the future for you. But for In the Black, we really just want you to come out and tell you what our tagline is, because every woman needs a little black dress. We need a little black book with a great list of colleagues and family and friends to offer support and advice. We need a black box full of business tools and resources. We need a black bag of products to make us feel beautiful. And we need a lot of black ink on our balance sheet to keep our eye on profit and sustainability. Because as my mama would say, if you're a black woman, you got to be able to make some black ink. So I think that, you know, we believe that all of this can be fun, that learning, growth, inspiration, that these are all things that we have in our toolkit and that we need to remember to pull them out. And when you forget, we pick up our little black book, Anne, and we call each other and we say, Lord, this happened to us today. People told us no. People questioned who we were. I was telling you how, you know, sometimes I would walk in a room and I'd say I'm general counsel. People would say, so you're one of the lawyers? You work for the company? And I'm like, no, I am the lawyer for the company. I am the lawyer for the NAACP.
Right.
And it's hard for people to understand that. And so you have to help them. And, you know, some days, you know, women, we do what we have to do, but some days you get tired. But I tell you what, if you go to In the Black, it will lift your spirits, it will inspire you, it will engage you, and it will teach you how to pull out that little black dress and make it powerful. You know, we're asking everybody to come in solid black dresses. And when I tell you, when you take a picture in the room, it is amazing. When you walk through a hotel in your little black dress, I'm telling you, I was in Chicago, and I think everybody, certainly every man who saw me spoke to me, and I was like, I'm going to have to wear black dresses more often. So it really, you know, it's a very powerful thing. I mean, you're like, everywhere I went, I was like, oh, people, it's like saying I put on my friendly dress, because everybody feels that power emanating from you, because you can own a black dress. We can all be wearing a different dress and still own our space, and that's what In the Black is about. We've got these great sponsors. We're so grateful. We have Office Depot. We're going to be in Boca at their headquarters, which is gorgeous. We're going to have Marriott is one of our great sponsors because they love travel, and their hashtag is Love Travel, Love Travels. And then, of course, our major sponsor is the Coca-Cola Company with their 5x20 program. And so by 2020, they want to empower women all over the country and help them to be able to be entrepreneurs and captains of their destiny. And, of course, that's very much the Odyssey message. So we're so grateful. They're the ones who are making this possible that we can share this with these women. And we're inviting people. You have to be registered. So please go to the website if you want to register. I think you have until 5 o'clock today to register, but it's odyssey.com. Go on the website and you will find registration there. But we are so excited. I mean, we get on there quick, because I think we're pretty much near sold out, but we want women to come out in their black dresses. And we have workshops, and we have Linda Clemens, who is the body language expert. I mean, here we have this black woman who can just look at how you stand and how you move your hands and determine whether you're truthful or not. That's my favorite thing. Her clients include the FBI, the Customs Service, Marriott, Wyndham, all these hotel groups. And then my personal favorite, she is a consultant for Spanx. And we all know that Spanx are the masters of deception. So we definitely want you to have the opportunity to get to hear her. It's always a treat to hear her. And then, of course, we have my very favorite, Pam Macklin, who is an iconic fashion, really director of fashion, a fashion storyteller. And she's going to tell you how to make your black dress look so many different ways that you're going to think you went out and bought some more black dresses. And she does it.
I love the sound of that.
Isn't that awesome? Can I tell you something? She brings these things that you're thinking it came from Chanel, and she's like, this is from Zara. This is from H&M. I'm like, H&M? And, she can make your black shoes look like Manolo's, and she got it from Aldi's. I mean, it's just amazing how she does it, and you're going to get to see that. I mean, she's in top form, and she leaves you feeling, you know, she leaves you really feeling like you learned about what it means to have style. You know, some people think that if they go out and buy the most expensive thing from the most expensive store that they have style, but Pam Macklin can teach you how you can have style, and you don't have to be a millionaire to have it. So we have all these ladies coming. We're going to have like the 2-minute business plan as a workshop. We're going to have wonderful empowering speeches, but speakers, but it's not going to be a long program. It's just long enough to get you motivated and uplifted. And then, you know, we'll be done, and you'll just be like, why isn't there more of this? But it's really just a taste of what we do at Odyssey. But it's really meant for women who work at home, women who are CEOs, who have small companies, women who are in transition, women who are corporate women, who are really starting to think to themselves, you know, what's my next step? This is a real opportunity, and the black is just for you. So
yes,
we're so excited.
Just for me.
Thank you for this
it's
opportunity.
Just,
yes,
it's just for me. I don't want anybody else to come.
Absolutely.
It's just for me. And everybody
that's
needs to think it's just for me. Now you can come if you want, but it's just for me. And when we make it personal,
right.
It becomes.
Yeah.
Personal for me, because even as leaders and thought leaders and entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and all
right.
the other preneurs we have and professionals, we each need to have the sisters in the spirit uplifting. And one of the things that I wrote when you were talking is the fact that, you know, we do not get weary in well-doing as we're lifting, as
right.
we climb. We get
right,
weary in well-doing, right, when we are lifting ourselves only, and that's a tough. But when we can raise one hand
yeah.
up and somebody's lifting us up and we're raising one hand and lifting as we're pulling somebody up behind us, you don't get as weary. And at least if we don't get weary all at the same time, and that's what I believe
right.
so strongly in what Odyssey is doing. I really would like to challenge you to possibly, let's do a Facebook Live, because we're going to have this show posted everywhere. But when I heard you say the deadline is today, we did post the link. So for those of you that are listening live, or you will listen in the future before today is over, before the end of the day,
right,
7.
Right. 5
the
o'clock.
Link is it. Yes, 5 o'clock. But I really think that there may be some value, and I can call you back offline, but something of this magnitude, I think everywhere that women are listening, when you go online and you find out where is the In the Black nearest you, because this is the 2018, and I believe this is the 4th, right, Kim?
Right. Yes, it is.
This one is the 4th one, right? And so you don't
right.
want to have to wait until next year, but you can connect with Odyssey and a lot of other programs that are offered on the website in terms of the circles and the retreat and the other activities. Could you share a little about some of the other events, please, Kim?
Oh, sure. Oh, yes, of course. We have, what we do is we try to tailor events to where women are in their lives. We want to meet them where they are and take them to the next level. So In the Black, as I talked about, is really about focusing on women who, you know, work from home. You know, if you work from home, you have your sweats on all day, and I know that because I do that sometimes. I work from home, and I literally roll out of bed and get on my computer, and I'm there all day. So this is an opportunity for those women to get up, put their black dress on, and network, because we all know that if you have a business and you're at home and you're not interacting with other people, then you're not moving your business as fast as you should. And then, of course, there are the moms and chief who really are themselves entrepreneurs, and they are definitely running a business, which is their household. So we'd like to see them come out and have this opportunity to strengthen their toolkit for whatever goals they have. And then, of course, the corporate women in transition. So this is about us touring the country, really meeting women where they are and getting to know them and hear their stories. And it's been so powerful. I know for me, I've really, really enjoyed it. And hearing these messages of women having the same, whether you're in Chicago or New York or Atlanta, really is also resonating very powerfully. Now, in addition to that, we have something called Odyssey Day. And Odyssey Day is literally a microcosm of our big conference that we hold in May. And what it is, it's like a day and a half. And what we do is we bring all this professional development and skill set to women who are in companies but who are trying to build themselves up to the next level, who want to be vice presidents and above, because they are, you know, they're at a point where they need some training and some input and some, you know, sort of motivation that the challenges that they have are part of the challenges of their profession, but there are tools that will help them move to the next level. We also have, as you alluded to, the Odyssey Network Business Retreat. It's for women who are at the top of their game. They're either entrepreneurs, they're corporate women who are, you know, vice presidents, and they're in the C-suite, and they're, you know, women who have, you know, done one career and they've started at a whole another high level in another career. They're professional women there. So they're lawyers and doctors and, you know, MBAs, and they're women who recognize that, I'll tell you a quick story. You know, there's two lumberjacks, and they both chop down trees across from each other. And every day these two guys are the best, you know, axemen chopping down wood. And then, but the one guy notices that the other guy always chops more wood than him. And he keeps going like, what is he doing? So he gets up earlier and he still can't out chop the other guy. He works later. He skips lunch. He still can't out chop this guy. So he walks across and he goes, look, I've been watching you. I don't know how you do it. How do you chop this much wood? And he said, you know, I've been watching you too. And you work really hard. You get up early. You work late. He said, but you know, I noticed that there's one thing I do that you don't do. And he said, every day before I start work, I take a little time to sharpen my axe. And that's what this is about. This is what all the Odyssey programs are ultimately about. They're about helping women of color, to sharpen their axe. Because when you have a sharp axe, you can get a whole lot more done with the same amount of effort. And so the Odyssey Network Conference is where we bring really the best coaches, people like Ann McNeil, to come and give their mastermind brilliance in a way to other women where they can go out and take that brilliance and make a difference. And you know, again, I find that what happens is you get to our conferences and you're just trying to get there, right? You're just trying to get in that car. You're just trying to get there. You're trying to get off that plane and get there. And then it's like when you get there, you're at an oasis. You're at an oasis of knowledge. You're at an oasis of positivity. I always say that when you come to an Odyssey media event, the warmth, you are greeted with such warmth and such, respect for who you are and what you do, not by what your title is, but by your humanity. And I think that separates us from a lot of other events. And it's something that over and over again, that's what you hear women talk about. I went to Odyssey. Oh, my God. I met 100 women at Odyssey, and we connect, and we talk. We keep in touch. I look every year I see this person at this event. And I think that is much of the power, is that the brand reflects the personality of the company. And, of course, our CEO is someone who will stop whatever she's doing to help someone else. She will stop some whatever she's doing to come together and collaborate to do something bigger, better, and faster. And I think that resonates with other people everywhere we go. I'm telling you, when we're in a hotel, the other people who are in the hotel are asking what we're doing. Like, why are they all wearing those black dresses? And, you know, why do they all look so good? I mean, we had a woman come over. She was at a conference that wasn't very diverse. And she saw us and she said, can I please just come over here and be with you all for a little bit? I just need a little of this to rub off on me so I can go back to my conference. And I mean, it really speaks to the fact that when we are empowered together, that is uplifting in a way that really is hard to really replicate anywhere else. And imagine we're doing that, but we're all at the same time getting better, better at what we do, better at how we do it, better in terms of our network, better in terms of our bigger goals that we have that are bigger than anything we could have imagined. And it's that power that Odyssey harnessed, because when we're strategically branding and marketing, what we're doing is trying to help women brand themselves in a way that really reflects their really true talent. And so I wake up in the morning excited, Linda Dunn would say, I wake up in the morning thinking about how we're going to make this happen and how we can share the information that we gather with women so that they can be empowered to be their best selves. So we're very blessed. We have these sponsors who really wanted to support us in this mission and this vision. And so Shout out to Office Depot, to Marriott International, and to, of course, the Coca-Cola 5x20 program for having this vision and entrusting a piece of it to us to make sure that we got it out to the women who truly need it, the multicultural women of this country who, you know, who are the backbone. And so we get an opportunity to do something we love with people we love for a living. How awesome is that?
And it's not work. And Kim, it is not work. It's not work. And I'm sitting here as I'm listening again and again, and I'm telling you, I'm a product. I am an example. And
yes.
The more I listen to you,
yes.
The more I'm thinking back to what I'm doing and how Odyssey, we'll call it the Odyssey experience, has impacted what I'm doing. And I'll share very quickly my Odyssey, my first Odyssey, and I'm maybe about 15, almost 15 years ago. I think most of us are accustomed. And actually, I was at the retreat. I came to the retreat. I was one of the coaches for many of the sponsors and many of the women that signed up for personal coaching. And, of course, because it was my first Odyssey experience, now for those of you who are listening, this is a testament to in the black in terms of you can do both. But my first experience was at the actual retreat. And so I was in my little black dress, you know, the one we wear to work every, you know, and you put a different jacket on and just make it pop or whatever. And so I go to the registration desk. We were at the Ritz-Carlton in Naples this particular year. And I go and I stand in line. And I notice that as I'm walking through the hotel, that there's just something different about the spirit of the place. It was just something different.
Right.
Everybody was, you know, very, you know, happy and joyful and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
just networking. And I didn't see anybody I knew. And so I, of course, I go and I get in line. And I'm looking around at the people as they're registering. That I didn't know what I did not know until a lady behind me. And she tapped me on the, tapped me on the shoulder, and I turned around, and she said in a very nice way with a really big smile, she said, "Oh, this is your first time, huh?" I said, "Yes. How could you tell?
How could you know? I thought I was
dreaming." I listen. I knew no one. And I'm standing there, and she, you know, we're just moving up the line. You know how the line is when you come at a certain time of day.
Yeah.
And so she said, "I can tell because of the way you're dressed." And all of a sudden, I got it. I looked around. I was the only person in stockings. I was the only person at that
mm-hmm.
pump. I was the only person dressed
mm-hmm.
like business. Everybody else was dressed in leisure wear. And all of a sudden, I realized when she said it was like scale on my eyes has dropped off. And I'm going to tell you, I had a paradigm shift in my thinking because I'm thinking I'm coming to a women's conference. I go to conferences when I tell you literally every single week, sometimes two in a week.
Right,
look and I kept looking around and I got it. And right now, that lady and I, she's an attorney. I won't call her name. She's an attorney, high-powered attorney in the state of Florida,
mm-hmm.
and worked
mm-hmm.
for one of the number one, you know, who I'm talking about, black male law firms here.
Oh, yeah.
In the
I
state.
Know who that
anyway,
is.
You know exactly who I'm talking about. And so I look, and she started laughing. I started laughing. She gave me a really big hug, and that was my first Odyssey experience. Now let's take that 30 minutes later. So now I went ahead and I registered because I'm coaching, and, you know, even as a coach, you are a participant, so you get to, you know, participate in all of the activities. But now I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, everything in my luggage is the same.
Oh, that's funny.
Business attire. So I'm thinking, you
know,
most of us, you know, we have. You know, well, I couldn't get there. This was during the time when we would go to the, what's the name of the store on that Thursday?
Nordstrom.
And you would buy out the
Nordstrom.
Nordstrom. I knew nothing about Nordstrom, so I did not know. So the first thing I think of, most women, we do this. We have something in the trunk of our cars, right?
Oh, that's funny.
I said, I know I got to have something in the trunk of my car. that's not business attire. So I go out to my car, and the valet had just parked my car that backed it in, so it wasn't in the garage yet. So mm-hmm. I still have time to go out to my car, and I have the truck open, and I'm searching for anything. And all of a sudden, I hear Junkanoo. But I'm on the phone with my husband, let him know I did arrive safely. And he says, what is that? And he keeps saying, what is that? He didn't want to say noise. He said, I hear music. I thought you were in your car. You playing Junkanoo in your car? I said, I don't know what that is. So I look up, and Kim, only you can relate to this. This was during the time that Junkanoo was walking all through the hotel, gathering all the women, and they came out through the front, leading the women in a Junkanoo parade.
Right.
And as he's talking to me, the Junkanoo is getting closer and closer. And then all of a sudden, I come out of the trunk, I look up, and I say to him, oh, my God, I call him babe. I said, babe, it's Junkanoo. He said, I thought you were at a conference. I said, what kind of conference is this?
Your
this
husband
is the
decided to go, what is going on?
Exactly. I say, this is the Odyssey experience. I don't know. This is my first time here. So I want you to know, and from that day, I did not miss another one. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, no
and
question.
And so,
I say,
go ahead.
No, I was
go ahead,
gonna
Kim. What were you
going to
say?
I was just going to say that every Odyssey is different, and that's because we're different each time in the Odyssey experience. But if you're doing it right, you know, you come back like you did, and if you're doing it right, each time you come away sort of what I like to call bigger, better, faster at whatever you do. And, you know, a lot of people kept saying to me, like, oh, you – when I first started at Odyssey, I worked at a law firm. And, you know, people kept saying, well, why do you go to that? I mean, why is that important? And, I mean, look at this. 21 years later, I know women
wow.
in every part of the country. I know women who do everything in the world. When I want to create something or work on something or speak to somebody, but I have somebody that I can call who's an Odyssey woman. And every year, because of my interaction with them, I found that when I came back to work, I was able to do something that I wasn't able to do before. And some of it was just because I met a woman who said, well, yeah, I led that organization, and I did it because I thought that, you know, women bring something special to the table. And I thought, well, I can do that too. And then I would go back, and, you know, I told people that during that period, I began teaching at a law school. I did a television show, I did a speaker's tour as part of one of my jobs, and I believe that the confidence, that the feeling in my heart that I had the ability to do this and do it really well came from meeting these women, like you said, just standing in a line or sitting in a sauna or, you know, walking by the pool or, you know, I mean, some of this is you're in the sessions and you're doing this, but some of it is you just walked out of the room and fate bumped you into somebody that the two of you together were able to see a vision that other people couldn't. And I think that is the power of Odyssey. And I'm going to tell you something, that power is at everything we do, whether it's in the Black or Odyssey Day or Odyssey Network Business Retreat. That I just talked with somebody on the phone after our DC event. Do you know that we had the Color Girls? We had the whole gang of the For Color Girls who've considered politics. So those ladies are
wow.
amazing. That Donna Brazile, we had Yolanda
yes.
Caraway, Leah Daughtry, Mignon Moore, and they said, look, you want to be involved in politics. He said, you know, Democratic National Committee, they have to hire people. They have to give out contracts, and, you know, we're going to give you the number of who to contact, and you can. And they named names and gave out phone numbers. And
wow.
do you know, I had a woman call me just the other day and said, guess what? I'm one of the women who has a government contract today because I went to In the Black. And I did what Yolanda Caraway, Mignon Moore, and Donna Brazile, and Leah Daughtry told me to do. How powerful is that? So it's not,
absolutely.
You know, it's fun, we do learn a lot. We do network a lot. But, hey, it's also about the business. And the good news is, you know, this young person, she's a young woman who started her own business. And for her to get the opportunity to be a contractor with the DNC, you know, in her at this time in her life, powerful, just powerful.
Changing the future, right? Absolutely.
Right.
Well, let me just make a quick commercial. As you're talking, I just want to let everybody know who's chiming in for the first time and who's listening in the future that we are hosting this call today on behalf of the International Masterminders and partnering with In the Black Tour for 2018 with Odyssey Media. And today we're talking with Kim Keenan, a phenomenal spirit. Phenomenal to be on the air with you today, Kim, talking about this. And I've written down so many notes and so many ideas and so many thoughts, but I just want to make sure that people know that you should go to odysseymedia.com and have an opportunity to connect with the organization, especially when you listen to this in the future and In the Black has already passed. Look forward to In the Black coming to a tour in a city near you. And Kim, would you go ahead and mention some of the other cities so as people listen to this, they can put it on their calendar to make sure that they watch out for the information coming to a city near them?
Yeah, well, we are going to do a virtual tour. You know, after we take it everywhere, we get the data, we put it all together, and then we package it and send it out to the places that we didn't manage to make. You know, in the old days,
awesome,
we used to try to do 20 cities, but we don't want to wear our team out because we really all go.
Exactly.
And we were doing the 21 cities, and, you know, people were loving it, but, you know, it was like being in a band. We would wake up in one city and go to bed in another city. We were like, okay, where are we? So we decided to use the technology and do virtual receptions. And so if you go on the website on the 12th, December 12th, we're going to be doing virtual ones. So the cities where we didn't get to go to Texas, to the big cities. We love Houston. We love Dallas. We didn't get to go there. So, you know, we're going to have some virtual receptions there. We're going to have some out west. We're going to have some, you know, near the cities where we were. But we're going to have them all over the country. So go on the website. You know, find out if there's a virtual reception near you, and then you won't have to wait till next year. But I promise we're going to come to cities that we didn't come to this year so that we can meet more amazing women. I mean, again, we get to meet I'll give you an example. We were in Chicago on Monday, and there I am with the amazing Kimberly Fox, who, you know, runs one of the largest law firms in the world by being district attorney. And she's sitting there pointing to women in the audience who inspired her. She's pointing to another woman who owned a business and employed her at 16. And here, and when we got to the end after she did her interview, this woman stood up and talked about how at 16, Kim Fox was directed. She knew she wanted to be a lawyer. She knew she wanted to make a difference. And she was inspired by meeting lawyers. You know, she had been able to meet lawyers. And when I tell you, the room just went crazy, because here's Kim Fox thanking her because at 16 she had given her a job, and that job gave her a platform to aspire to something greater. And I mean, that we're having that happen at every room, you know, whether it's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, whether it's Mika Brzezinski talking about her husband is waiting for her and can't understand why he can't come to the all-female event. You know, every city, right? He was like, well, why can't I come? I'm famous. I usually get to come. And she's like, no, you can't come. Hey, it may be morning show in the morning, but no, it's Mika time. And it just shows you that women really need this time, you know, to connect and to really just hear that they're not alone. I really feel like more than anything, what women come away with is this notion that it's not just me. Because a lot of times you just think to yourself, Lord, I just don't understand. How can this be happening to me? And but really, it's happening to you and your sisters all over the country. So together, we can push that needle a lot harder than one of us can at one time in one place. Because, you know, then we don't have to be, you know, we don't have to be crazy anymore about it anymore. We know that we have those challenges and we have the tools to meet those challenges.
Well, I tell you what, like I said, I have written so many notes, and this has just been so phenomenal. I really would challenge you. We have to do, yeah, because this is a lot larger than we can even envision, because I shared earlier about being the founder of the National Association for Black Women in Construction, one of the things that God has placed in our spirit is to go back and into the junior high school, to high school and college, and encourage black women to come into this industry. And as the first black female contractor in the state of Florida operating at the level that we do, it is just phenomenal the lives that we're touching, and to touch our lives in the space we're in with the lives in the space that you're in, with the lives in the space with the black lawyers, and the lives with the space with the black accountants and the CPAs, with the lives of the black MBAs. And when you think about, there's really no collective place we all gather except Odyssey. Think about that. Just think about a place,
right,
from the Lynx to the sororities to all. We all have our little spaces that we're in. We're doing good and we're doing well by doing good, but then we're not having an intentional congruence of the energy where it is multiplied exponentially. And so we hear about the time of the black woman and all of that. It's always been our time. It's just that we had to realize and figure it out how to connect the dots with each other for the larger and better good for our community.
Oh, I totally agree. And I'm going to tell you something. When we connect for others. We connect to have impact and to have power and to make a difference for other people. You know what I'm saying? We don't connect because we just want a bigger deal for you and a bigger deal for me. We usually are trying to do something that impacts more people, and we need to be own that a little bit more. And I think, again, In the Black is an opportunity for you to come and meet somebody who probably works around the corner from you, come and meet somebody who's probably just a short drive from you, network with that person, and be able to create something that you didn't have before, because now you have the vision. And that's what this is about, because we have to do this for ourselves. We have to do this for our communities. We have to do this for our sons and daughters. We have to make sure pathway isn't hidden and covered in dust and, you know, stuff. We need to make sure that we put this beacon out.
Yeah, I want to go back to something you said and just reiterate about in the black, every woman needs a black dress. You know, we need a black book. We need a black box of tools. We need a black bag of products. And the big one, like your mom shared, is the black ink. Because when you mentioned just now about and it is so very true, and it's something I think that many of us struggle with, and that is, because we do connect for others, oftentimes we leave ourselves out profitably in terms of thinking that, oh, there's something wrong with making money. And I think Linda has been a phenomenal example of how she took her passion and turned it into a profit, but it was not a profit turned into a passion. It was the passion first that, you know, became profitable. And we can all do it with our own niche, with our own craft, with our own passion, if we have a plan, if you will, in terms of how, you know, what's the next step. I don't have to see all the steps, but what's the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. And so this has just been a phenomenal experience, and I thank you. But I am going to find a way, Kim, to call you back today and see how we can go live.
I love that.
And so I'm going to look into Zoom. And are you familiar with Zoom? Do you use it?
No, I don't have any idea what Zoom is. And I'm telling you, a conversation with you is like a conversation and learning all the whole way through. But I do want to say this. Let me just add this point to what you were saying. I had a mentor, and he used to say, if you don't have a plan, you're part of somebody else's plan.
Oh, yes.
I challenge every woman who's listening to this to say to themselves, when I was a part of somebody's plan, did that go well for me? And the answer to that is usually, no, it did not. But if I'm part of my plan, my plan always goes well for me. And I'm going to tell you, that Linda Dunn, our founding CEO and president, she is a plan in somebody. She got a plan on a spreadsheet, a spread on a smart sheet. And I'm going to tell you something. She plans, and her plans come to fruition because she is a planning somebody. So that's what In the Black is about, teaching you how to have a plan. And I think, again, it is so powerful to understand that if you create your own plan and you work your own plan, you're going to get some of the results that you want. But if you leave somebody else to do the planning for you, if you go to work every day and the plan is in the hands of somebody else, then you're not going to be happy with those results because they're not for you. So you have, even though where you are or what you're doing, you have to have your own plan.
Right. And, you know, something that I'm finding is that it's like in church when the Bible, you know, preaching, the people say, you know, oh, you know, the Word of God this and the Word of God that. But I found, now my mom was a holiness minister, but I found that I can know the word, but if I don't know how to apply the word in my life, there's a disconnect. And so in business, I find that the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which changed my life at 9 p.m. December 31st, 1979, has given... Yes. That's another show for another day. Actually, I do a show
every
Saturday.
Let me go look for my copy. Hey,
morning at 8 o'clock.
I need to reread my copy. Hey, I'm going to look for my copy
goodness.
It because I have that book. I have it.
Oh, wait. Well, listen, I am an expert in his philosophy, and I've been practicing it. And 6 businesses later, I do an annual meeting for your life on that book. And we actually do a show every Saturday morning on this show, on this blog talk. Every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we walk through his book, and we've been doing that now for over 11 years. And so would love to have you come on the show. Actually, we should do that tomorrow. But listen, I'm gonna look into Zoom. I'm going to look into Zoom because I really want, with today being the deadline at 5 o'clock, I really think we need to find a way to go live on Facebook through Zoom. And I'm going to come back to you after we finish this show and talk with you about how to do that. We're going to figure that out, how to set up a live show today. But I want to go back to something you said about this whole idea of having a plan. One
right.
of the things that we do, Kim, in our mastermind organization is we have a plan that is written for 10 different areas of your life. Your spiritual,
wow.
your family, your financial, your health, your education, your personal and professional development, your business and or career, your recreation, your creativity, and your civic areas. And we write those plans for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, out to 40 years. I can tell you what I will be doing at 92.
Wow.
Exactly. And so when I coached for Odyssey, that's what I was doing. And in terms, you know, but just in a very small synopsis, and I wrote a book entitled How to Start and Run a Successful Mastermind Group, because from reading Napoleon Hill's book, I took that mastermind chapter and created an International Mastermind Association from that chapter. And it's changed the lives of, when I tell you, hundreds of people, but it gives us a plan.
Yes,
you see,
it's all about
so
the
that's
plan.
The key
I'm telling
that
you.
Was missing. Exactly. That's what was missing for me. And then the other piece was missing was the lack of accountability, which is where the mastermind meetings come in. And that is really what, in my mind, Odyssey has done, is create a huge mastermind group, if you will. We don't call it that.
But
it's really what it is. And so when I look at what I do as a masterminder, and when you look at people like Rothelia Howard, she's one of my mastermind partners. See, many of us came into Odyssey from Mastermind. Beatrice Lewis Saint, Tia Marche Sanford, we were all masterminders first before Odyssey. So when Tia
got
into Odyssey, she brought all of us, her mastermind partners.
I see.
So this is why when we had the pop-up we just did in Palm Beach County.
Wow. Yeah, I remember.
A few months ago.
It was awesome.
All of us presenters were masterminders from International Mastermind Association from Thinking Grow Rich. Betty Knighton.
That is amazing.
Co-sponsored with me.
Wow.
She's my mastermind partner. We meet every Monday at 6 o'clock for an hour with a group of women. Lothenia Howard, our mastermind partner. Four of us were all masterminders of the five.
So powerful.
I'm telling you, Thinking Grow Rich,
that's the power of the plan.
All based upon the book. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All based
upon
the book. And exactly. And that's what Odyssey has done in helping us take it to another level.
Yeah.
Now, I think we both know we can go. It's nobody on this show, but just the two of us. We're talking just like we're on a call.
We are. I know we've seen each other, but we are definitely going to connect on Monday in person. I cannot believe. I feel like I've known you forever. I mean, really, from the moment we answered the phone, I was like, I know her. I feel like I already know her. And you know what? That's what this is about.
Spirit.
We do already know each other. We are. We are sisters of the spirit. That's right. We're connected. We are connected, and it is so. And what we do together is so much more powerful than what we can do alone.
Absolutely. And so, just imagine what 2019 and 2020 is going to hold. So I am going to go ahead and wrap this up because I'm going to start right now looking at how we can go live and pull in a lot more people, because even for the virtual mastermind, even for the virtual In the Black that you're going to do the tour, it would be good to have people share in this conversation that we're having live so that they know, even though you may not be able to join us on Monday, but go online and start registering now for the virtual tour and get in line.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. So any closing comments you'd like to make? I'm so excited. This has just been phenomenal for me.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, that means so much coming from you because you really are a mastermind. And so we just want people to come out. We want ladies to come out in their solid black dresses and join us for In the Black, because everybody needs a little black book, a little black dress, a little toolbox, and a lot of black ink.
All right. I am so excited. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the show with a commercial. And I want to thank all of the individuals that chimed in. They're listening in live, and those who will be listening in the future. And, again, if you listen to this after Monday, the 10th of December, you can still go to odysseymedia.com/events and find out about all of the future events that will be coming that you can participate in person or online. And this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, and I'm so excited to have been able to interview Kim Keenan, who is the attorney for Odyssey Media and Executive Vice President. We've been discussing In the Black, the tour for 2018 with Odyssey. And so I'm just so excited, but Kim, I will be calling you back. And for everybody else, have a good day, and we will see you in the black. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.